Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's show. My very special guest is Mary Lazaro Back, the Happy Medium. Mary comes to us from Connecticut, where she has experienced angels and spirit communication all her life. She has done readings for almost 30 years, and most recently drawing during readings so that clients have their colorful work to take with them. Mary considers her intuition and psychic ability to be a happy side, to be the happy side effects of her spiritual growth. She encourages us to be as open to our more subtle senses as we are to our five physical senses. Just because you listen to FM most of the time, she explains, doesn't mean that you can't tune into AM and find a really good program. Working with other dimensional entities is a lot like that. Once you decide to listen, your understanding of reality expands exponentially. You can find out more about Mary by visiting her website, which is maryback.com, and that's maryback.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And you can also find a link to a couple interviews that Mary has on YouTube. So with that, let me go ahead and welcome Mary to the show. Good day, Mary.
Good day, Robert. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great, and happy 2017 to you. This is the first time we've spoken this year.
Yes, it is. It's also the first day of spring. Wahoo! So as the blizzard melts slowly off my lawn, nice little nature has sent us water, all condensed and ready to distribute slowly into my lawn.
You folks in Connecticut have had a real run for your money this winter.
Oh, but in February, I was sitting on the porch barefoot with 65 degrees for a week during February. So we have been benefited. It's the new normal. It's freezing cold in January, spring-like during February, tons of snow during March, and then April comes.
Well, I'm really glad that we're happy that we're able to start off our chatting. And so let's see here. Before we begin, I do want to let listeners know that if you want to call in and ask Mary a question, you can call in at 619-789-4359. Mm-hmm. And she will go ahead and tune in for you. But before we do that, Mary, you have recently sent me a link to an interview that you did. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know this is
something great for you. I worked with a woman half for a few years named Marion Porter, and she herself is a remarkable healer. She does shamanic work. She works with Access Conscious Bars. She works with Tibetan energy, tuning forks and Tibetan bowls and even clear bowls. She is just a magnificent healer, and she has a program called Time for Healing. And her idea is that by interviewing various practitioners, she will not only allow others to get a better idea of who's out there, but also herself. She receives a healing online, live on the air, so people can see what the experience will be like. And she's phenomenal. And so she had me in to interview, and so this is our program. It runs a half hour. The first 50 minutes, she's asking me questions, and then the second, I'm doing a reading for her, which is fun for me. And her response is just genuine and beautiful and spontaneous. And she's, if your listeners want to watch, there I am. Also, watch various other shows of Marion's that you can, access from the original one with me, because she's just, there's fascinating things going on here in Connecticut, and it's such a gift that she's willing to put the time into bringing our community to light, really. So
Well, it's always great to, connect with like-minded people, and people who inspire you and really kind of show that, you know, the work is really worthwhile.
It is. It's wonderful. And I've gone to Marianne myself for shamanic work, for healing done with her. So she's a gracious and gentle and great soul. So she is a marvelous interview. And she asks, I thought, were very, very well-structured questions that really brought what I do into focus for her viewers. It was a joyful experience. I'm so glad that, you know, the tape came out so well, too. Often you see yourself, you're like, yee, on tape. But, you know, this is a painless experience.
Yeah, I know. I know how that is sometimes when it's like, oh my God, what do they do? But well,
now my voice really sounds like that.
I know. Yeah, that's right. That's what almost prevented me from doing my show, was listening to my own voice.
And oh, like, stop! You know, but it's a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you. But you know, it's when one hears their own voice, there's often a critical. We're our worst critics. You know, that's
the cringing. You know,
me.
Do I sound like that in your head? Of course, you don't sound like anything.
Yeah.
You sound like, you know, Clark Gable, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So now, for the people who are listening who maybe have not heard you on previous shows, can you explain exactly? Well, the rules.
Of
how you do it. Yeah, what you do, and you do have a couple rules that I thoroughly enjoy.
The guidelines. All right, how I do it is, it's not a hard thing, and it's nothing that I cannot teach you in 10 minutes. It's not, ooh, the psychic is on, but, you know, like, ooh, I've done something that you can learn to do, too. It's simply a matter of tuning into other senses that we have, not just the five senses, which tend to take up most of our time, but to other more subtle senses. And also, I combined that with asking. Mostly I ask the Archangel Gabriel to provide clearance and guidance for me to be brought the people who need their questions answered and who might need some information. So I'm asking from a point of open-heartedness to be of service, and it's the job of your spirit guides to get you here, to have your voice heard, and to have your questions answered. The rule is, don't ask about your old boyfriend. He is not coming back. They never do. And we just cleared it up right now. He's not coming back. If he does, it's only temporary, and it's going to be worse when he leaves again. So just steer clear. Do not ask. He's not coming back. Really, I mean it. He's not. There. That takes care of that. So if
there
that was your question, hang up, please, because there's your answer. He's not coming back. Next.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and I sound so awful when I say that. But having been on the wrong end of several uninspired relationships, I can tell you, it's just, when they're gone, it's a blessing. Move on. Next.
Yeah, you know, throughout the years, the 6 years I've had the show, I've had many, caller call in about relationships. And, you know, quite often there is that, will he or she, come back, and it's, and some people hold on to that for months or years even. And it's, to me that's sad. You kind of put your, you put your life on hold for someone else who,
doesn't appreciate
really
the goddess that you are and who has no way to appreciate you. So, of course, they've evaporated from your life because, but don't spend too long looking at that closed door because there's windows opening all around you. You have to see those, too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things, too, that you do that is unique to any of the other intuitive people that I've had on the show is that you color.
I color. I draw. Even as we speak, I'm making these giant crocus shapes on my paper. Ordinarily what happens is because I perceive things visually, I'm shown things visually. I'm shown angels. I'm shown whatever they're holding, whether gifts they want to talk about. And so I draw them. So what happens is while I'm talking to your listeners, I'm drawing as well. And that will, as those shape up into images that I can discuss with them, they also become a little mark, a little memory, a little documentation of the reading they're having. And, when I see people one-to-one, they go home with their drawing, and some things are quite lovely that come out, So I'm always happy to draw them. And so you and I always start with a big sheet of paper, which if I'm paying attention, I will send to you so you can post on your site so listeners can see the picture I've drawn for them.
Great, yeah. So and now for you listeners, if you go back to the archives and you listen to the show in the archives in a couple days, I'll go ahead and add that photo to the photo rotation, so you'll get to see where you were in the field of crocuses. Cocos.
Yes, and your name will, whoever the person is to reading, as I write the person's name, that they, whether it's a crocus or a bubble or a leaf shape, and that way they can find their own. But, you know, it's just, it's my shtick. It's what I do. It's what I did when I was little. I drew pictures and I talked to spirits. So now that I'm a grown-up and I'm blissfully unencumbered by employment, I am able to resume talking to spirits and coloring. So I also paint.
Yeah,
my house
well,
is full
good.
Of canvases of painted spirits and angels and whatnot. So,
yeah. Well, you know, and for people out there who want to, you said that, you know, people can learn that themselves. And,
yes,
you know,
you can.
And so I think that drawing is a wonderful way of keeping that focus, kind of,
yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, yeah, it's a great way to do that. So people may want to employ that as well if they're trying that. So, okay, so shall we go to the phone lines?
Absolutely. Open the floodgates.
All right. Okay. We're going to go ahead and start. And the first caller that we have is Trish from New York. Hello, Trish.
Hello, Trish.
What can I do for you, Trish?
Thanks. Well, I was wondering if you could give me either an angel reading or some insight on new employment.
New employment. Do you know how when you're at a picnic and there is a large, a cooler, and that's where the drinks are, and you say, I'd like a root beer. They go, oh, there's some in there. And you'd like a root beer, and you haven't had a root beer in a while, and you realize that to get a root beer, you have to stick your arm into this vat of cold water, hoping you're going to find the right bottle, and you pull it up, and it's not a root beer, and you got to shake off the cold, and you try it again, and you're determined to get that root beer. So it's worth it to you to plunge your arm repeatedly into the ice water, hoping to find the root beer, right?
I do, yeah.
Right. Well, that means, I mean, if you're going to go through that much discomfort and unknowing to find the proper soft drink, then it's okay that it takes you some not knowing and some tedious business to find the job that you really will enjoy. It's like the root beer. It's worth it. You know what the right job feels like. You know what it looks like. You know how it tastes. You know how the aftertaste is. You know that it's worth it for you to keep sticking yourself out there on the internet with all of, yes, it certainly is. So, I can tell you that there is root beer there for you. It does exist. It's there. It's a couple different possibilities, and they're very good. And if you don't mind knowing that it's going to, you know, be annoying and a little cold and a little uncomfortable for a while, then go ahead, because the root beer's there. You just have to be determined enough to wait for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
right. Thanks.
And sometimes
Alrighty.
That's how it comes up. It's just an image and a feeling and a metaphor, you know, for which I'm grateful that I get these. Spirit comes through in many ways.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, now we're going to go on to Donna, and Donna's from Philly, Pennsylvania. Hello, Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, Donna. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I was wondering, do you see, or the angels see, anything new coming in them windows for me, you know, relationship-wise? Or?
You know, I'm seeing three windows. I'm seeing three windows, and they're all in the same wall, but they don't lead to the same room. And what I'm seeing here is, you know, one is just an open window, one has a curtain in it, one has a pot of geraniums on the windowsill, you know. So it seems to me that you have a few opportunities coming up, a few opportunities that are presenting, similarly presented, but upon closer inspection, have nothing, a little to do with each other, and it has to do with the opportunity and what it brings with it as well. Okay, it's not just about the fact that there is an opportunity, but it's how well that matches with what you want to do. Okay, so I would say that
right.
you are going to be, I don't want to say flooded, I want to say presented with opportunities and personalities that are to your liking, some more so than others, and it feels as though you have more of a choice than you realize. Okay.
Oh, okay. Do you see anything happening, like a mutual connection? Or
I'm just seeing a number of opportunities opening up for you. And it feels to me as though it's not a matter of you selecting a single window, but to enjoy what comes through each one. There are different opportunities. And to just, you know, enjoy being, availing yourself of the opportunities.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I get it.
I wouldn't get too hung up on that one guy. You know, no. Just let the windows be opened and explore them and experience them for what they are. Separate, different views, different decorations, different rooms, and just difference, you know. Explore the differences. You know? I just feel as though you have so much more opportunity to enjoy so much more. If you just don't worry about focusing on one and just enjoy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So don't
all right.
All the eggs in one basket thing. Don't do that. You know, allow yourself to realize that you have more opportunities maybe than you realized, and enjoy them all.
Okay.
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 Wow.
You see mainly three, right?
I'm seeing three right now. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing blue sky through one. I'm seeing a curtain at another. I'm seeing a pot of geranium at the third. And, again, they seem to be similarly shaped. They open to different views. They open to different possibilities. But the fact that they're all open simultaneously, have some fun.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, those are,
thank you, Donna.
Those are very, well, I would say, Mary, those are very different images. I mean,
yes, they are.
I mean,
and
they're very distinct.
Yep, and they're all equally fraught with possibilities and adventure, and they're just different. They're just different, right?
Well, that's good. Variety.
Yes,
that's
opportunities. Variety, spice of life. You know.
Okay.
I just feel,
all
I just
right,
feel
Donna.
Very much like
yeah.
I'm just dropping quarters and then getting fortunes out today. It's just really very simple. Next.
Okay, thank you.
Flowers.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
Good luck, Donna.
Thank
Have fun.
You.
Open a new window.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All
right.
Bye-bye.
Wow. This is coming through really clear and easy.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, do you find that the more open a person is, I mean, that, you know, it really flows easier? I mean, you know, it seems that, you know, if a person is more honest and open and receptive, that you're going to get the information much clearer and...
Nothing
much
to do with that.
More, no? Really? No, it's
nothing.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, you think that is it had to do with the person. They might be more receptive, but what I do has very little to do with the person. It has everything to do with my relationship with my guides and with their ability
to
be. Because in essence, what I'm doing is suppose you have a guide and your guide doesn't speak the language you speak. I'm interpreting for you. I'm letting them know what the guide is letting them know about their adventure, about the plan. So if the guide comes and tells me, hey, be careful, the third step is loose, I tell them, the third step is loose, be careful. You know, or these windows are open, enjoy the view from all three windows. I'm taking the messages because what my prayer is, my intention, my hope is to become, you know, the concierge of spiritual...
Okay.
Awakening. You know, if you're on the phone and taking a message for somebody, it doesn't matter what it means, just that you report it accurately and they know what it means.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And certainly
yeah.
people
so,
who are more open might gain more insight from it.
Okay.
But certainly,
okay.
And it's the fact that they're getting through means they have a message.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's not
great.
All
well,
three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. It's great. It's not all,
yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll go and I'll have a gallery reading and there might be only two or three people there, and I'm like, this is great. They're like, oh, well, we're sorry. We didn't have any. Stop. People say later, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get them. Like, you weren't supposed to be there. The people that showed up, those are the spirits
right.
that came through. Those are the people who had readings because they're the ones that needed it. That's
right.
why it's important.
Yeah, exactly.
I find it important not to, some people will say, well, I'll do as long as there's five people there. It's not worth me getting there. If it's only, no. If one person signs up, I go. If two dozen are there, I show up. I mean, I'm there
right.
to provide the guidance. I'm not doing it by the numbers.
Right.
I'm saying whoever needs to be there, let them be there.
Right. Yeah, you just basically you provide the opportunity, and whoever is drawn to it and there and shows up are the
exactly.
ones who are meant to be. It was just
exactly.
meant to be like that.
Or,
okay.
you know, people
okay.
say, well, I wasn't planning to come, but I just showed up. I'm like, of course you did. Of course you did. That's not weird at all.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. We're going to go ahead and go on to the next caller, and it is Lisa from Arizona. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Thank
Hello,
you
Lisa.
For taking my call. Thank you. Hello.
Well, you're welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my grandson. He's 5.5 hours away, and I was wondering if you're picking up that I'll be able to see him again, hopefully. I'd like to start seeing him more regularly. And,
I feel, well, then, you know, that's a good thought, and keep that intention, because it's with that intention that you will, your energy will direct all things toward doing that more often, toward having a more
okay.
regular connection. I would also encourage you to not just wait till you're physically present, but to establish the kind of relationship now that he's old enough to maybe hold a pencil and maybe write his own name and do things. I would encourage you to start connecting with him, not just through, you know, visits, but also through ways where you're either mailing him a letter or card so he recognizes your handwriting and gets a sense for anticipating that this is a special thing that arrives from Grandma. It's not about sending him presents so much as sending him your attention. It's a card he can carry around with him. He could go in the bottom of his lunch bag when he's going off to school. He can, you know, the things you send him, the stories you tell him, those are the things that he looks forward to sharing more with you, so that when you are physically present, you have more of a relationship already stocked up. You know, it's that. Also, I don't know whether Skype is something that you can do with it. I do feel like there's a connection with you, with this young boy, which could become a very strong, very positive connection as he is a younger child. And then it feels like some sort of connection disruption, and then resuming it later. It's so by filling in the around the roots now, the soil you're putting around the roots now, it gives him what he needs to grow and thrive and bear fruit. So, yeah, you're kind of like, you're tending this small tree. He doesn't realize he's going to bear fruit, but you know that, having tended
yeah.
trees before. You know that. So I want to encourage you to continue to pour yourself out over his roots. You
okay.
know? I would continue to make consistent and appropriate connection with him. You know? So you might send him like I wouldn't do it every week, but I'd maybe do it every 15 days or so. You know, make sure something leaves, you know, whether it's a card or something you've drawn of, you know, draw him out what you see out your window and ask him to draw what he draws out his window. This feels like an opportunity for you to ground him in authentic and meaningful observations. And in this way, you get him to connect with his world and with beauty in a way that will serve him later. And I feel as though
okay.
Don't worry about a disconnect. You know how they get when they're 12? They disappear to their rooms. They don't come out until 18. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, it might change the quality. You know, it might be emails. It might be send him a song of a video or something. But it feels to me as though you are closer when he's young and then not so close, and then much closer again later. You know,
okay.
And it feels as though too there might be some. It just feels as though that it's worth it for you later in his life, that he has this connection with you now. It will do him a world of good.
Okay, great.
So be generous with your love and your way of thinking of things, because it feels to me as though you have an artistic streak in you, and it feels as though something that hasn't gotten a lot of support and cultivation from your family of origin, but in experimenting with who you are, he celebrates that in you, and so you find another reason to, you know, pick up a paintbrush, it feels like. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Enjoy him. He's a lovely, lovely boy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. We're going to take just a quick break, Mary, and then we come back. We've got Annette, Maria, Sharon, and someone else there online.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and get them when we come back. So everyone, if you're online, stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide. Books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Today, my very special guest is the happy medium, Mary Lazaro Back, one of my most favorite people in the whole world. You can find out more about Mary and her readings by visiting her website, which is maryback.com. That's MaryBach.com, and you can also find her on YouTube. And we have a couple links in the show page description that you'll be able to not only hear but see Mary do what she does. And also, when you go to her website, check out her Etsy store. She's a very talented, beyond doing readings, a very creative force. Tour de force. So,
thank
so
you,
check that
Robert.
Out as well.
Well, oh,
I love
you. You sound so wonderful.
Art.
Oh, check me out.
But you are. But you are. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. Okay, so we're going to go on now, and our next caller is Annette from Boston. Hello, Annette.
Hello, Annette.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Annette. What do you need?
Good.
What
I'm sorry.
You
I'm
say?
On. I'm on the bus, so forgive me. My question is in regards to a friendship. I just want to know and see if this friendship is going to grow.
You know, it can.
Mm-hmm.
It can, but it feels as though it's, It feels like it can, but it also feels like a puddle. You know, a puddle can grow. It can lap up other puddles, but I think you're more of an ocean kind of gal. You're more of a
yes.
deep, waters, still waters run deep kind of person. And
yes.
It's not so compatible with the puddle so much. You know, so, you know, I enjoy a good puddle, right?
Yes.
But I so much prefer the ocean. There's so
yes.
much more going on elsewhere. So certainly, if you add to the puddle and you encourage the puddle and you spend time with the puddle, it's perfectly fine. There's no
yes.
reason you shouldn't. And it's perfectly enjoyable way to spend some time, but not all of it. So
that's true.
So I see more.
So
you,
why is it a puddle? Why is it a puddle?
Because there's the depth that you require is not there.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is really true.
And while you can
and you know what?
What?
I get a little tired of adding to that puddle.
You get a little tired of looking and seeing your own reflection,
yes.
nothing really else.
Yes.
My dear, the ocean awaits.
I'm going to take that advice.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So,
you see how
you can splash around. You can splash around a little bit in that, but
a little bit, but you can't stay there. You
no,
can't
because,
stay there, though.
Because ultimately you have other needs. And the puddle?
Yes.
You know, you shine the sun too brightly, it goes away.
Wow. That's,
yeah. Like I'm saying.
Now, why is that? That's interesting.
Well, because sometimes some things are best enjoyed in an overcast day.
Yeah.
Sometimes when things are dark, you know, what the heck? It's interesting. And the rain changes how puddles dance. And they're consistent. That puddle
what?
In my driveway has been there for 24 years. It will be there whatever it rains. Its depth is obvious to me when it's not raining. It's just a
yeah.
puddle.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're temporary.
So
they're temporary. So yeah.
Puddles are temporary.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so you're saying that this puddle dress is it going to change?
Puddles
or is it
change.
Just going to
well,
dry
okay.
up?
How do puddles change? They fill up and they evaporate and they reflect back what's being shown in them, but there's really no depth. There's no substance. Puddles aren't growing, changing oceans. Oceans are growing, changing, moving, constantly reasserting themselves as oceans. Oceans, water is a miraculous substance, you know.
Yes.
We use it in all of its many forms. But when it comes to swimming, you're more comfortable swimming in the ocean, which buoys you up and moves its own rhythm. And it gives you a chance to adjust your rhythms to be comfortable.
Wow.
Where puddles don't work that hard. They just stay there.
And it's life in the ocean. There isn't a puddle.
Yeah. So. Okay. This is, you know what? This makes more sense to me. Than I ever heard anybody put anything like this. It's really hard with me. And
well,
it really
dear,
makes sense to me.
This is why the spooks come through me, because they know the earth is difficult and gets complicated sometimes, and all you need is a little spirit voice to look at what you're looking at and say, that's a great puddle you got there. What you going to do with it?
Right.
I can see a net now going through Boston. Oh, you're a puddle. You're a puddle. Nope, you're a lake. Oh, you're an ocean.
But it's beautiful to me because it makes sense to
okay.
me. It's
good.
Like I'm an ocean.
Yeah.
I am an ocean. I can actually own.
Yes,
I can own that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
All right.
That you made my day. You have made my day.
Well, I'm
more
glad.
Than my day.
Well, good.
What a
you
gift.
Enjoy.
What a gift. I will.
Thank you.
What a gift. Thank you so, so
okay.
very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I love this.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Annette. See, that's the thing. That's why I do this. Because to me, it's just I'm drawn and there's a puddle and then there's the ocean. And to me, that's just,
right,
you know, simple math, right? And it's for
right,
her,
yeah.
it's brought, but see, that's because it's the wisdom of her spirits and guides who have been
right.
with her and trying to reach her, and she's been listening and asking. So she asks a question they can answer easily, and that's why it makes a much difference,
right.
because it's her own guidance trying to get through to her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And then this point forward, she'll have that analogy to be able to reference and you know,
the
probably
rest
will
of her life,
yeah.
and we'll share it,
yeah,
and we'll
exactly.
make sense to others.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well,
I love
we'll
this
do
job.
It
Who else
okay.
we got over here?
Okay. We've got next is Sharon from Nebraska. Hello, Sharon.
Sharon from Nebraska. Oh my
Hi.
Goodness.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. How's Hello. Nebraska in March? Is it lovely?
Thank you. I'm sorry?
How is Nebraska in March? Is it beautiful?
It's beautiful. Absolutely
Good.
Beautiful right now. Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of things are blooming.
Oh,
yep.
nice. Well, good.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, Miss Sharon?
Well, I was hoping to get a mediumship, you know, reading
okay.
just a message.
We can do that,
that
sure.
Might... Okay, great.
Is this a woman you're trying to contact? It seems like there's a mother there in spirit and a father. And is there an uncle, too? Well, everyone just calm down. Now they're all excited. All right.
Yes, I have a lot in spirit.
Yeah, you do. All right. All right. Well, what I'm getting mostly is a woman in a blue and white floral dress, and she is sitting at a table, and a man behind her, you know, wants also get your attention, but she's like patting him in the hand, saying, "No, but I'm here first." You know, I'm feeling a lot of support and encouragement and love from their side. I'm not getting a lot of jumping around, yelling encouragement. More of the kind of, "Yep, we're right here, right? They're like sitting in the, knowing when you walk in that there's loving presence sitting in the kitchen finishing a guard game. It feels like to me that is a kind of loving, home-feeling, comfortable but solid kind of love that they are sharing with you. I'm getting a lot of blue around this woman, a lot of peace around her. You know, I'm drawing her standing because, but she's in the image I'm getting in the head, she's standing. Are these your parents?
Well, I have my parents are on the other side.
Yeah, this could be your parents. Is that the feeling you got from them, that sense of always being there, always loving, always home? It's not a kind of fancy, powerful love that's blazing in lots of glitter. It's a very homespun kind of, you know, solid love, like a good chair, you know, there is a lot of love coming from that side to encourage you. It feels as though you've had some medical issues that have been concerning to you. And
yeah,
that's
have.
Something that I think they understand too. But I also, they're also saying to you that, you know, it's just a patch. It's just, you know, it's part of what you weather as an adult. You know, when you're a child, everyone expects you're going to get chicken pox. Everyone expects you're going to maybe break a bone playing. Everyone expects maybe that you're going to, you know, have sunburn and rashes and bee stings. And those are the things you expect. But what I'm feeling is the ones you don't expect, the ones that happen to you that you don't expect, are the ones that can shatter your adulthood. But the thing is, no one told you to expect this kind of thing. And because it came upon suddenly, it was that much more of a trial for you. But I feel very calm and very settled in telling you that, you know, this is just part of what you expect when you're an adult, baby. You know, it's okay. It's just one more thing and we get through it. Did your mother have a very calm, soothing voice? Because who
well,
I'm feeling
every
is,
child thinks their mother has a calm,
well,
soothing voice.
That's true. All
but,
right. Well, for
yes.
me, it's stunning. She's a beautiful, she's a dark-haired woman, and she's sitting at the table, and she's, you know, saying, you know, don't let it disrupt you. It's just what you expect. No one tells you what to expect when you're an adult. You know, there's a lot of wisdom about.
Okay. That's not my mother.
It's not your mother?
No.
Well, it's somebody in spirit who loves you, dear. Okay, maybe it's not your mother.
You know, like I said, I've got a lot of family over there.
Well, this woman is definitely dark-haired and wearing a blue floral dress, blue flowers on a blue background. She's in what looks to be a kitchen. There is a heavy oak table she's sitting at. The man who would also slightly get your attention is standing behind your chair, and she tells him no. When she's done, she'll let him know, and he can talk to you, too. She's, Well, whoever else is there, these are the ones that are coming through to let you know that that she's like she's got her hand on the table, kind of like there's a she says you don't sit at a table without knowing you got to smooth some wrinkles from the cloth, but it's what you do. It's smoothing wrinkles from the cloth. It's going through the mechanics of having an illness. It's just what you do to get ready for the main event. You're smoothing out some wrinkles. Don't let it worry you. You know, you're going to be busy and doing a lot better, and it's a matter of setting up. That's how it feels to me. I can almost feel like the wrinkles of the linen under my hand. I'm smoothing down the tablecloth before you set the table. You know, so she's feeling as though it feels like your illness is that. It's a disruption to you. It was scary. It was disruptive, but it's for you in your scheme of your life. It's like smoothing out the wrinkle before setting the table. So it feels like there's a lot more you'll be doing. I wish I could give you specifics with the person, but it's just more of a feeling that's coming through of support and generosity and a sense of looking out for you and, you know, here to remind you that, you know, it's not, you know, it's just a wrinkle. More importantly than anything else is what she's getting to you is it's just a wrinkle.
I've got some health issues.
Yeah. But don't let them go derailing you. Don't cancel the party, she's saying. It's just a wrinkle. Okay?
There you go.
You whatever you're working on, it's a good idea. And keep it going.
Jeez,
that's all right if you don't recognize her. She's all right. Sometimes the ones that knew us when we were small come through and we don't recognize them, but they know us.
Well, you know, it's funny because other people have said the dark-haired woman. And
she is.
The only thing I could think of was my grandmother, you know, one of my grandmothers.
The way I perceive relatives and deceased, she's standing on your mother's side. So she could very well be your grandmother if that's who she is.
Oh, okay.
So there's a gentleman with, the green. Well, anyway.
It could be an aunt. I have an aunt, but her husband, you know.
Well, the important thing is that she kind of got you there. He got you covered and you know, keep that perspective of, you know, I think, you know, Mary's visual of just a wrinkle, you know, on the tablecloth, that's just, you know, that's a good thing for you to kind of bring into mind whenever you're feeling challenged with that. And that might, for you, Sharon, that might kind of strengthen the connections between you and whoever that support is on the other side.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm so curious. I wish I knew who it was for sure, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, just in your mind's eye, you know, when you want to go ahead and concentrate on that, just, you know, maybe you'll be able to make that connection yourself. You know, and that'll reveal itself to you. So why don't you go ahead and give that a try?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a few more people here, so thank you, Sharon. Appreciate your calling.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. You know, that's one of those cases where, you know, sometimes the individual person might be able to get a better idea of who it is if they just spend some quiet time and focus, right?
Right. And that's the tricky stuff with mediumship. If they're not the one you're thinking of, the one you might want to see may not be the one showing up today. And that's the thing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The other time, though, but the thing is, though, you do get really clearly that obviously someone is feeling very protective of Sharon. Someone is there to show her that, you know, what she's going through is just sounds like it's just part of being an adult, weathering certain things and moving on, you know, trying to set your own your own setting in smoothness and moving on.
Yeah, exactly. Get ready for the party.
Well, you know, it's just a wrinkle. Smooth it out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, we could all use a little bit of that perspective. So, okay, we're going to move on. Now, the next caller that we have is Maria from Florida. Hello, Maria.
Maria.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
I have a cousin Maria and another cousin Maria, and we like the name Mary in our family.
West Side Story, Maria.
What can I do for you, Maria?
I have a question for you. Do you see my ex-husband trying to come back to me or trying to get back together?
He can try, but you're not having anything to do with it. Nope. sometimes when they leave, they realize what they had. And then when they want to come back, it's for their benefit, not because of the relationship or because of you, Derek. So I even if he thinks he wants to come back, no. I'm sorry. I just see the doors. I'm just seeing a closed door.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Because, you know, a closed door is a good boundary. It separates that from one side from the other. And, you know, good boundaries can make good neighbors. Sometimes I can tell you, I just celebrated my 14th divorce anniversary, which means now the divorce has lasted longer than our 13 years and some months marriage. So it finally at this late date feels to me as though we have finally dissolved the marriage, because the divorce has lasted longer than the union did. That said, we've worked harder at our divorce than we have at our marriage, and consequently, we are still really good about parenting. Our kids are in their early 20s. You know, they're still living more or less at home when they're not at school. And I can tell you that, and this happened in my own life, that he decided a few months into the separation, he decided that he was in love with me and wanted to try again. And, honey, I'm a psychic. I'm not stupid. So I knew right away it was more about his fear of being financially on his own than about really wanting to be in my life. And I felt that. And I said, no, really. I'm used to this way. I just got used to you not being here. Why would I want to throw all that hard work away?
Wow. See, I never wanted my marriage to end.
I never did either. I never saw it coming. And as a person raised Catholic, the word divorce was over my head in big neon flashing lights. But you know what?
That's like me.
He
did the same as me.
What he did was he gave me the opportunity I never would have taken. I would still be married to him if he hadn't moved out. You know why? Because I was one of those get married, stay married gals. Right?
Yeah.
Guess what? And no. And it's not that he just didn't want what I wanted. And after several years of being with me, was totally disgusted and sick and tired of being with me, because he never, you know, I don't understand, his idea of marriage was you do everything you probably make the person happy no matter what it does to you. And my way was like, oh, what a pretty flower. You know, just because I say it's a pretty flower doesn't mean I want you to gather me armfuls of them. And just because I say what a pretty bracelet doesn't mean I'm expecting that bracelet. And he didn't understand that I could admire things without expecting them of him. At the same time, a lot of things he was really tight about, I didn't mind, you know. So we had vastly different ways of looking at things. You know, I'm all plants and seashells and outdoors. He's all stay on the couch and watch football. And, you know, worked out great as a fantastic father. So what I'm feeling for you is that same kind of closed door. You know, you can you can stay friends with him. You can have you in 12 years, you and he will be good old friends. If you're lucky.
Wow.
You know, or I don't know if you have kids. It doesn't feel like there's kids, but it feels as though, you know what? You're so used to him not being there. You've gotten comfortable, I think, with aspects of your life that you can enjoy on your own that you didn't enjoy when he was around, or even were afraid of enjoying when he was around. So it feels as though he's stopped blocking your son, is what it feels like.
Did you ever fall in love again? Did you ever?
I'm afraid so. Actually, I remarried.
I'm afraid so.
And it took, let me tell you, it took a lot of, they ganged up on me, my kids and my current husband. Yeah. First he asked me to marry him. I said yes, and then felt nauseous. I said, no, it's the wrong thing. I can't marry any. Because as far as I'm concerned, divorce was a brutal, it was civil, but also it was a divorce. It was painful. It was hard. You know,
yeah.
No one gets married thinking, well, it'll be 12 years, then we'll get divorced. No one thinks that. No one sees it coming. And then when it happens, it changes you in ways you can't begin to imagine. But you put your roots down, you stay strong, you do what you got to do. God bless me. I had kids. That was a godsend. Getting up every day, getting them to school, doing the homework, keeping it going, keeping the birthdays, doing the cupcakes, blah, blah, blah. You know, stay interested. Stay centered, stay grounded, stay here. Stay in love with them and, you know, keep moving. And luckily for me, their dad was a very good father, and we parent along the same lines. And so for them, it was as consistent as possible out of two households and, you know, made it work because we had to work together. And, by the time I fell in love, I waited an extra couple of years. I couldn't say yes. I couldn't imagine ever getting divorced again. Therefore, the best way to avoid that was never get married again. And my kids are like, look, you love him, right? I'm like, yeah, he loves us, right? They're like, you know, Mom, he can't live here until he's married. I'm like, I know. They go, so what are you waiting for? I'm like, I don't want to get married. They go, oh, Mom. They start again, Mom, listen, you love him, right? I'm like, yes, I love him. How long do you think he's going to live? I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, he waited. He asked me to marry him. It took another year and a half to figure out that, yep, I did want to marry him after all. I mean, I knew I did. I just didn't want to be divorced again.
Yeah.
You know,
because
divorced hangs over your head like big neon letters. But not always.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to a point where you're like, you know, I'm a fool if I don't marry this man who loves me and whom I love, who makes my day a joy, who we wake up, we laugh, we're always laughing. It's ridiculous. He can be a real jerk. I can be a real jerk. And there's that real human stuff where, you know,
right.
Oh, thank God he's gone for the day. But, you know, in the long run, this is a man who loves me, loves my children, and we have the same life goals, and God knew how could I. And he'll even say to me, your divorce is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'll say, yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll say, what a silly man. I'm like, yep. So yeah. Don't get scared. Don't rise up out of fear. You've planted some seeds now. Give them the time to flower. Give them the time to flower. You know.
It gets to the point where you can really learn about yourself.
You can
a whole lot.
And you know what? When was the last time you had a room all to yourself? I had sister, I had roommates from college, I had roommates when I moved out. You know what? There's something to be said for this is your. I went out and I didn't buy a new bed because I couldn't do that then, but I bought myself new sheets and a new pink blanket and I made that bed mine. And I held court in my bed. You know, you keep a book tucked in your pillow, you wake up, you start to read. It's daylight, you've got a cat, you're reading. You're not missing anything. You're having this comfortable time when you get up when you want to. You know, there's no one saying, when are you going to make me coffee?
Okay. All right,
Maria,
so,
you have a
Maria,
beautiful
yeah.
energy. You have a beautiful soul. And you are a strong woman. And wait, here's something. There's a book. Write this down now. It's called When Things Fall Apart.
Uh-huh.
It's available on Amazon. It's by a woman named Pema, P-E-M-A,
uh-huh.
Chodron, C-H-O-D-R-O-N. She is an American woman who is a Buddhist nun. And what I like about her is she wasn't raised in a monastery in Tibet, you know, with, you know, 40 quiet men humming. And no, she was a young girl in America. She went through the system of education in college and got married and had a child and got divorced. And she went through all the agonies of feminine, of the being a woman in our society that we do. And then she found amazing depth and truth in Buddhism, and she shares what she's learned with us. And that book called When Things Fall Apart is what my divorce mediator recommended to me. It is a it's a small book. It's not hard to read, but it will take you it's profound. It's like reading a poem. It's like reading it's like eating a really juicy peach. There's so much there. It drips down your chin and you go and you drink it all in.
Okay.
Well, hopefully that helps, Maria.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Maria, it's okay. You know what? There is life after divorce.
I haven't found it yet.
You will, though.
It's been
4 years. How long? It's been 4 years?
4 years.
Well, it's okay. That's great. You know what?
Yeah.
You walk forward. You don't walk backward.
Yeah.
Right? There is a reason you guys got together, and there are reasons you're no longer together.
Yep.
And you this is your time to find within yourself what truly makes you blossom.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Maria, and hopefully that book will help too.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, hon. Good luck.
You're
welcome.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, Mary, another full hour of fun.
My life is a cautionary tale.
Well, you know, that's good. I mean, because you come from experience, you know. I mean, you've got the experience, and you know exactly. I mean, it sounded like you and she were at very
similar
perspectives. Yeah, yeah.
It's really hard because when you get married, you're thinking, "I'm getting married. This is it. This is for life. This
right.
is this is." And no one goes, I don't know,
right.
maybe you have different friends, but I know, no one I know ever went into marriage and went, well, if it doesn't work, I'll just get divorced. No, you don't go in thinking
right.
it's going to fail. You go in believing this is it.
Right.
This is my choice. This is it. And then, and you're just slowly, you're watching your, you know, little piece of it fall off the wall. Like, wait a minute, my life is, and then you look around and go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Right.
And it's,
yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
It's, hard. And that's why I like Pema Chodron, because she did it. She was in her front yard digging up her lawn, and her husband told her he was cheating on her. So she says,
wow.
I mean, anyone would do. I threw a rock at his head. I mean, here she is in all her
yeah.
outrage and anger
right.
and humanness, sharing her
right.
story. And how did she
yeah.
get to be so wise, you know?
Wow.
Really, if you
this
haven't read
like
that
great.
Book yet, it's called When Things Fall Apart. And it has, if sometimes just keeping that little book in my front pocket of my sweatshirt got me through the day. It's
wow.
so much.
Wow.
I would, Robert, if you have not yet read it, read it. It's a magnificent book. It's good wisdom to have, but never so much as when you really need something in your life to remind you of what you're doing here.
Well, I'm definitely going to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
So. Well,
I know
thank
and I know they
very...
have it on Amazon. I just sent a copy of it to my friend's son in college, so I know they have it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
is this the
divide know.
Part, Robert? Is this the we're out of
yeah,
time
absolutely.
Divide part? Oh, man.
Yes, it is. Until we meet again. No, I really appreciate it. This has really been fun, and thank you for your time.
Thank
and I
you
know
so
the,
much.
The listeners appreciate it, too.
Well, I love the listeners. Go happy,
great.
Happy listeners. Go dance in your puddles.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy the first day of spring. And so, again, thank you. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Mary Lazaro Back, the Happy Medium. And, again, in the show page description, you'll find a link to her website. Again, check it out. She has information about her readings as well as her wonderful Etsy shop. And there's also links to interviews on YouTube. So check them all out. And everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's B-I-T-E, radio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.